وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين.
Translation: And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the paradise, and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein wherever you will. But come not near this tree, or you both will be of the zalimin, that is wrongdoers. Then the shaitan made them slip therefrom, that is the paradise, and got them out from that in which they were. We said, Get you down, all with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be a dwelling place for you, and an enjoyment for a time. The next topic is Adam was honored again. Allah honored Adam by commanding the angels to prostrate before him, so they all complied except for Iblis. Allah then allowed Adam to live and eat wherever and whatever he wished in paradise. Al-Hafiz Abu Bakr bin Mardawiyah reported Abu Dharr saying, I said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was Adam a prophet? He said, Yes, he was a prophet and a messenger to whom Allah spoke directly, meaning, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the paradise. The next topic is Hawa was created before Adam entered paradise. The ayah, that is chapter 2 verse 35, indicates that Hawa was created before Adam entered paradise. As Muhammad bin Ishaq stated, Ibn Ishaq said, After Allah finished criticizing Iblis and after teaching Adam the names of everything, he said, O Adam, inform them of their names until, verily, you are the knower, the wise. Then Adam fell asleep. As the people of the book and other scholars such as Ibn Abbas have stated, Allah took one of Adam's left ribs and made flesh grow in its place, while Adam was asleep and unaware. Allah then created Adam's wife, Hawa, from his rib and made her a woman, so that she could be a comfort for him. When Adam woke up and saw Hawa next to him, it was claimed, he said, My flesh and blood, my wife. Hence, Adam reclined with Hawa. When Allah married Adam to Hawa and gave him comfort, Allah said to him directly, O Adam, dwell, you and your wife in the paradise, and eat both of you freely with pleasure and delight of things therein wherever you will. But come not near this tree, or you both will be of the zalimin, that is wrongdoers. The next topic is Allah tests Adam. Allah's statement to Adam, But come not near this tree, is a test for Adam. There are conflicting opinions over the nature of the tree mentioned here. Some said it was a grape tree, barley, date tree, fig tree, and so forth. Some said that it was a certain tree, and whoever eats from it will be relieved of the call of nature. It was also said that it was a tree from which the angels eat, so that they live for eternity. Imam Abu Ja'far bin Jarir said, The correct opinion is that Allah forbade Adam and his wife from eating from a certain tree in the paradise, but they ate from it. We do not know which tree that was because Allah has not mentioned anything in the Quran or the authentic Sunnah about the nature of this tree. It was said that it was barley, grape, or a fig tree. It is possible that it was one of those trees, yet this is knowledge that does not bring any benefit, just as being ignorant in its nature does no harm. Allah knows best. This is similar to what Ar-Razi stated in his tafsir, and this is the correct opinion. Allah's statement, Then the shaitan made them slip therefrom, either refers to paradise, and in this case it means that shaitan led Adam and Hawa away from it, as Asim bin Abi al-Najud recited it. It is also possible that this ayah refers to the forbidden tree. In this case, the ayah would mean, as Al-Hasan and Al-Qatada stated, he tripped them. In this case, then the shaitan made them slip therefrom, means because of the tree. Just as Allah said, turned aside therefrom, that is from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Quran, is he who is turned aside by the decree and preordainment of Allah. Chapter 51, verse 9, Al-Quran, meaning the deviant person becomes turned aside or slips from the truth because of so-and-so reason. This is why then Allah said, and got them out from that in which they were, meaning the clothes, spacious dwelling, and comfortable sustenance. Allah also said, we said, get you down, all with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be a dwelling place for you, and an enjoyment for a time, meaning dwelling, sustenance, and limited life, until the commencement of the resurrection. The next topic is, Adam was very tall. Ibn Abi Hatim narrated that Ubay bin Ka'ab said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah created Adam tall, with thick hair, just as a date tree with full branches. When Adam ate from the forbidden tree, his cover fell off, and the first thing that appeared was his private area. When he saw his private area, he ran away in paradise, and his hair got caught in a tree. He tried to free himself, and Ar-Rahman called him, O Adam, are you running away from me? When Adam heard the words of Ar-Rahman, that is Allah, he said, No, O my Lord, but I am shy. The next topic is, Adam remained in paradise for an hour. Al-Hakim recorded that Ibn Abbas said, Adam was allowed to reside in paradise during the time period between the Asr, that is afternoon prayer, until sunset. Al-Hakim then commented, This is Sahih according to the two shaykhs, Al-Bukhari and Muslim, but they did not include it in their collections. Also, Ibn Abi Hatim recorded Ibn Abbas saying, Allah sent Adam to the earth to an area called Dahna, between Mecca and At-Taif. Al-Hasan al-Basri said that Adam was sent down to India, while Hawa was sent to Jeddah. Iblis was sent down to Dustumaisan, several miles from Basra. Further, the snake was sent down to Asbahan. This was reported by Ibn Abi Hatim. Also, Muslim and Ansari recorded that Abu Huraira said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Friday is the best day on which the sun has risen. On Friday, Allah created Adam, admitted him into paradise, and expelled him from it. The next topic is a doubt and a rebuttal. If one asks if the paradise that Adam was thrown out of was in heaven, as the majority of the scholars assert, then is it possible for Iblis to enter paradise, although he was expelled from it by Allah's decision when he refused to prostrate before Adam? Basically, the response to this would be that the paradise which Adam was in the heavens, not on the earth. As we explained in the beginning of our book, Al-Bidayah wa-Nihayah, the majority of scholars said that Shaitan was originally prohibited from entering paradise, but there were times when he sneaked into it in secret. For instance, the Torah stated that Iblis hid inside the snake's mouth and entered paradise. Some scholars said that it is possible that Shaitan led Adam and Hawa astray on his way out of paradise. Some scholars said that he led Adam and Hawa astray when he was on earth, while they were still in heaven, as stated by Az-Zamakhshari. Al-Qurtubi mentioned several beneficial hadith here about snakes and the ruling on killing them.